With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Two officials say Israel and Hamas are making progress toward a deal that aims to bring about a ceasefire and free hostages held in the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports Israel and Hamas have different demands in negotiations.
Top officials from the U.S., Israel, and Qatar are gathered in Cairo to work on these negotiations. Now, these efforts have been going on for several weeks, and so far there have been no breakthroughs. Israel wants Hamas to release the more than 100 hostages it's holding in Gaza. In return, Hamas wants Israel to free thousands of Palestinian prisoners it's holding. It also wants an end to Israel's war in Gaza.
The Egyptian and Western officials said gaps remain between Israel and Hamas, but progress is being made. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The vote was 70 to 29 as 22 Republicans sided with nearly all Democrats in passing the bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who worked closely with Republican Mitch McConnell on the bill, said that it, quote, declares that American leadership will not waver, will not falter, and will not fail. Passage came after months of growing political divisions in the Republican Party over the role of the U.S. abroad. Bob Agnew reported.
Having failed to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas the first time, House Republicans are determined to try again. But it's not at all certain Tuesday's scheduled do-over will produce a better tally. The evening vote is expected to be tight, even with the arrival of Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who's been away from Washington for cancer care. Speaker Mike Johnson's threadbare majority cannot spare defections or absences. Rough day on Wall Street, the Dow down by 524 points. This is SRN News. The 2024 election cycle is ramping up, and the American Family Association is urging Christians to get to the polls. To that end, the ministry is offering its iVoter Guide.
Our mission is to equip Christians to be good stewards of their vote by doing the research for you. We look at who the candidates have given money to, who's given money to them or bought influence from them. If they've ever held office, how have they voted on legislation? We gather scorecards for both conservative and liberal groups.
Debbie Wuthnow is president of iVoter Guide.
We cover federal races in all 50 states, statewide and state legislative races in 36 states, and even some key down ballot races.
There are still a lot of Christians who aren't registered to vote and others who are but don't show up on election day. Wuthnow points out that many political races turn on a very small percentage of voters. She urges believers to visit iVoterGuide.com. SRN News. New Mexico preparing for a rainy day.
The state is looking to set aside billions of dollars to sustain government spending in the future in case an oil production bonanza fades in the transition to cleaner sources of energy. The Senate approving a $10.2 billion annual spending plan that also creates new endowments and trusts designed to support critical programs in the future. The 3110 Senate vote sends the bill back to the House for concurrence on amendments. The Democratic-led legislature has until noon on Thursday to send a budget bill to Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham for consideration. John Scott reporting.
Mayor Brandon Johnson says Chicago isn't renewing its ShotSpotter contract and will stop using the controversial gunshot detection system later this year. The system relies on an artificial intelligence algorithm and microphones to identify gunshots. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.